It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Have you lost that loving feeling, that sensual, sexy energy? Do you absolutely have no desire for a love connection with your partner? It may be more than just a lower sex drive. My next guest is the founder of the revolutionary program, Sexual CPR, and she is going to share how to liven up our sex life by reigniting our spark. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Anna Kabecka.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne. It's great to be here. Great to be here with your audience, especially Valentine's Day.
Isn't that the truth? Let's just jump right in. And, you know, I want to know, why do some of us really lose our sex drive and spark, no matter how much in love we are with our partner?
Right. And Suzanne, that's what I hear very often. It's like, you know, my husband feels like my roommate versus my lover. And, you know, I'm okay once we get started, but I never want to initiate sex. And people are confused by that. Women are confused by that. Say, okay, well, what's wrong with me hormonally, right? Where have I lost my edge or desire? And then there's also the complaint that, you know, as we've gotten older, my orgasms aren't as intense as they used to be. I just can't get over the ledge. And that's where we look at the physiology behind it. And you know how strongly our behavior is connected to our physiology, to our hormones. So that's where we start, Suzanne. And we look at, say, okay, we've got to get out of our heads as women and back into our feminine body and embrace our feminine sexual energy. And it's, you know, there's little things that we can do to improve it.
Well, let's start by sharing some of this, Dr. Anna. We want to hear about what can we do as women to be able to create some of that energy back. Now, I'm assuming that this is for all ages. I mean, even women in their 20s and 30s also go through these lulls of desire. So what can we do?
Oh, you know, absolutely, Suzanne. This spans the ages. I hear from women, you know, that and how many, 25% of women will never experience a climax during intercourse, right? So this is throughout our lifespan, it's an issue. And so that's why it's so important to really becoming present in our body. So first thing, with sexual CPR, you know, we're medical, and so CPR is life-saving, right? Sexual CPR is life-saving, too. And that's why it's called that. We get life from sex, and also, you know, we need sex in our life. That's our way our body is designed to heal itself, drop cortisol, increase oxytocin, give us energy to connect. And that's so important in our personal relationships. It's important in and out of the bedroom that we have energy and connection in our life, because so many of us feel lonely, disconnected, and feel like our body's betraying us when we're not able to feel sensual, sexual. And so there's a few things. So the ABCs, you know, there's ABCs of CPR. So let's go into the ABCs for your audience of sexual CPR, and then we can turn them into my help doctor, my Sex Drive Has No Pulse webinar. But the ABCs of sexual CPR is A, is accept where you are right now. So everyone listening, just accept where you are right now, what your body looks like. And recognize the parts of your body that you feel really good about. Guys do this really well. And for guys listening, you know that you can walk by a mirror, look in the mirror, and look at your biceps like, oh, man, I'm looking studly today, right? You totally are ignoring your beer belly, right? Totally. And or balding head, right? No problem. We love you. But women will walk by looking super hot in her sexy dress and think, oh, my gosh, does my butt look big in this, right? We are focusing on the negative. Guys will look at us. They will position us, et cetera, to focus on what's visually appealing to them. So accept where you are right now and accentuate your positive. Focus on it in your mind as well. And so that is so crucially important. So that's important. So that's the A. The B is be present. Be present in your body. We can't be doing our shopping list, doing our carpool, doing our, you know, groceries, whatever it is, right? You know, I've done it. We've all been there, right? So I'm not alone, Suzanne, am I? But it's we have to be present. We have to be present in our body and breathe, like really use the breath. And I know your last caller was talking about that. So using the breath, using your full breath, and focus your breath into your genitals. Women are designed with erogenous zones all over their body. Men, they're a little bit more focused, right? So it's like a bullseye for men. Women, we're like the, you know, we are all over, all of our body. We have erogenous zones. So in my sexual CPR program and in my Help Doctor webinar, I talk about using your sexual voice, but be present. And the biggest way to get into your present is to follow your breath through your body. So that's B. And C is, well, C can be a lot of things, but C is really communication. Again, here we are with that sexual voice, saying what feels good. The number one secret, and I share this in my program and my webinar, the number one secret to turn on a man is your turn on. And I want every woman to really hear that, because I have researched this topic, and every man will say the biggest pleasure I get from sex, it's not whether he ejaculated, whatever, you know, it is that she was turned on, right? That she was happy, that, you know, that he wants to make you happy. And the only way to do that is to communicate what's feeling good. Gently communicate what doesn't, because there's no area in our life that we are more vulnerable than in our sexual health and our sexual performance. So a good coach, right? Even the best athletes need coaches, ladies and gentlemen, right? So there's no shame. We are guiltless, yes. Shameless. And our bodies need exploration from your unique, not what media shows, not, you know, the misinterpretations of what we're seeing on TV, how you're supposed to, what you're supposed to like or supposed to feel. None of that. What do you yourself feel? So communicate that to your husband, your spouse, your partner, your lover. You know, communicate that and express it. And that is how we're divine. We are designed, divinely designed. And so I think those are the three key things I want to drive home, is the ABCs of sexual CPR. Start with accept yourself where you are, be present, and communicate.
Oh, those are excellent. I mean, that's an easy way to understand that, and I love that. But you know what I wanted to share was that, gosh, you have an amazing webinar. It's a free webinar. Thanks so much for giving this opportunity for our listeners. Everyone, you can go to drsuzanne.com/no-pulse. Isn't that funny? And Dr. Suzanne, drsuzanne.com/no-pulse. It's an excellent webinar. You give so much value, and you give value about how we can literally create more desire in our lives. Can you go ahead, within the last couple of minutes, talk about literally your sexual CPR, not just the fact that it is, I believe, you know, to rejuvenate, but also what do you show? What do you do in that course that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. In the webinar, I load you full of information, and we can only go so far. So I designed a full sexual CPR course to reignite, right? It's about revival, not survival. If you're just surviving in your relationship, you're ready for revival. Sexual CPR does that for you. Because we go first and foremost, like with CPR, we call 911. So we go into the underlying reasons, medical, emotional, social. That first course is worth the fourth class, class number one, call 911, in sexual CPR is worth the entire course, because it is discovery. It is about discovery, about where your limitations have been, what your perceptions have been, and really about starting fresh. Like I say, start fresh in the Garden of Eden. So that is important. Then I go into anatomy, understanding your anatomy, your erogenous zones, what happens as we get older with vaginal dryness and incontinence, and how to absolutely reverse that. And that is key, because as a hormone specialist and physician, I want you to know what hormones are affecting your body and how we reverse those changes. And so that's important. And three, my course that is from my personal and professional, I mean, all of it is the oxytocin cortisol connection, and that is what my book that will be coming out next year is on, and the importance of oxytocin in the brain, how chronic stress and PTSD, history of PTSD or trauma, resurges, but chronic stress creates this chronic cortisol pattern, which creates low oxytocin. So we feel disconnected and lonely. You got to hear that class, because that is transforming.
I'm so sorry. Gosh, Anna, we've got so much to talk about. Everyone, you got to go and listen to that webinar. See it, drsuzanne.com/no-pulse. You're going to get great information and all about Dr. Anna and her sexual CPR program. Please go to also my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.